Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Friday, June 9. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, Ukraine, another endless war? Well, for those of us who look for an end to the conflict in Ukraine, our hopes were dashed recently by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Speaking at the Helsinki Town Hall last week, on the occasion of Finland's joining NATO, Blinken delivered one of the most provocative speeches ever by an American diplomat. And it is his role as diplomat that makes this speech a watershed moment in the Russo-Ukraine war. Diplomats are, you see, supposed to be diplomatic. As Secretary of State, Blinken is supposed to be able to talk to other countries. His chief duty is to hold open the channels of communication between the United States and the rest of the world. Blinken is our official representative to the nearly 200 other nations that occupy this globe. As Secretary of State, he is able to sign agreements, negotiate treaties, and in all ways present our government's policy positions to each nation state. It is all part of the intricate organization that was set up when our Constitution was ratified in 1789. The Secretary of State was to be our chief diplomat. Other members of the cabinet, such as secretaries of defense, for instance, have an entirely different role. The Secretary of Defense, or as it was in World War II, the Secretary of War, is expected to take a hard line in all conflicts. It would be appropriate if Lloyd Austin outlined the case for war in Ukraine. It's the business of the Defense Department and our military. But in the Helsinki speech, Blinken has reversed those roles. It is Blinken who now assesses the state of the conflict, addressing the tactics and strategy of the opposition. He declares that Russia is losing this war, an interesting assertion given the recent battle in Bakhmut and Russians' annexation of other Ukraine territory. At this point in his speech, he once again introduces what I've come to call the Blinken Doctrine, his answer to the forward course of the war. Pronounced first on January 18th of this year, it is succinctly put, quote, "The fastest way to bring this war to a just and durable end, to get to diplomacy, and to get to a negotiation, is to give Ukraine a strong hand on the battlefield." In other words, the only path to diplomacy is through a Ukrainian victory. First described by Blinken, it has apparently become the official position of this administration that there can be no negotiation unless and until Ukraine's position on the battlefield is greatly enhanced. Presumably, until Ukraine takes back, by force, the territory that is currently in Russian control. This is not diplomacy. We saw just this kind of hawkishness once before, at the beginning of the war in Vietnam. At the beginning of that conflict, there was an equally bellicose Secretary of State named Dean Rusk. And although he was not nearly as vocal as Blinken, Rusk was very pro-war, promoting escalation of that war at every turn. It was not until Henry Kissinger, who was first National Security Advisor and later Secretary of State, that the U.S. position started to turn toward negotiating an end to the Vietnam War. Now, I know that Kissinger's star has fallen today, but the fact remains that in the 1968-1970 period, Kissinger had changed from hawk to dove, and it was he who was principally responsible for convincing the president and all the other cabinet members that it was in the best interest of the U.S. to stop the bleeding and negotiate an end to the Vietnam War. American soldiers were dying at an alarming rate, and our nation's fortune was being spent on what was becoming an endless conflict. Now, if this all sounds like Ukraine, you're right. A conflict that both sides felt might end in just a few months has now dragged on for over a year, with no end in sight. While it's true that American soldiers are not dying, the same cannot be said for the Ukrainians. In the latest estimate, as many as 250,000 Ukrainian soldiers may have perished in these battles. Now, although that estimate is not yet verified, we can be sure that the losses of men and equipment on both sides are horrific. Altogether, nearly a third of the Ukrainian population has been killed or fled the country, creating a tremendous number of Ukrainian refugees for the rest of Europe to manage. By any measure, this is the worst humanitarian crisis of the 21st century, and every day that the battles continue, more people die, more of Ukraine is destroyed. Unfortunately, we seem caught in this endless escalation. The call for more and better weapons continues. It's the same fallacy that we faced over half a century before. The thinking was, just send a few more soldiers and better missiles or fighter jets and we'll take out the enemy. It did not work in Vietnam, and it's not likely to work in Ukraine. Now back then, one man, Henry Kissinger, stood up and proposed the unthinkable, that the U.S. should negotiate with a country we did not recognize, North Vietnam, at a time we did not choose. When a halt in fighting finally occurred on May 8, 1972, it was a ceasefire in place. The U.S. had conceded that it would not seek more territory. And while some preconditions remain, the shape of the negotiating table, for instance, America put aside its former military goals and objectives to seek peace, a peace that has endured until this day. Perhaps today we can remember that peace begins not when men stand up to fight, but when they sit down to talk. And that's the Value Sign for Friday, June 9. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valuesign.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.